Representative Steve Montenegro acknowledged there's currently no danger of such a mandate. The actions of the U.S. Supreme Court in requiring the federal government to recognize gay nuptials performed in states where illegal left untouched Arizona's own constitutional ban on such unions. But Montenegro said federal courts have increasingly overturned state bans, most recently in Utah. And he pointed to a lawsuit filed there against the Church of Latter-day Saints accusing it and the state of conspiring to deprive gays of the freedom to marry. He wants to do what he can to cut off that possibility before it occurs here.
You would agree with me that there are many things that both of us would say, wow, we didn't see that coming. We never thought we would get to see that, but we've seen it.
Montenegro conceded that even if his measure becomes law, that does not preclude a court from declaring it unconstitutional. But he said legislators still need to make the effort.
As representatives of the people here in Arizona, and as, you know, we want to make sure we're doing our part to protect the religious freedoms of pastors, ministers, and the churches.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.